This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last month, the leaders of the three North American countries met, and one result of that summit was a pledge to reduce carbon emissions so that at least half of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada power will come from carbon-neutral sources by the year 2025. Now it appears that Canada may be on the cusp of establishing a national carbon price. Marketplace's sustainability reporter Jed Kim explains.
A carbon price is either a tax or a cap-and-trade system, which allows businesses that don't emit as much carbon to sell their allowances to ones that do. Canada's government has said it's likely to introduce a carbon price nationally in the fall. Some provinces have opposed any such plan, but more than 80% of Canadians live in regions that already have a carbon price or will soon. The Wilson Center's Andrew Finn says a national plan would bring some unity.
This way, even if not everybody has the same exact scheme, whether it's a tax or a cap and trade system, everybody's sort of working towards the same goal and everybody's speaking the same language.
In the U.S., only a handful of states have any kind of carbon pricing, and only California trades allowances with Canada. If more Canadian provinces do adopt one, it could make it more attractive to the U.S. Andrew Light is with the World Resources Institute.
If there's more partners, that means that there can be more trading, which means that you could have a more stable system.
Even so, pushing a carbon price is a big ask politically in the U.S. right now. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.